Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to dive into something that might have you, like, literally checking your property lines.
Intriguing.
We're talking about getting cash out of your house,
Okay.
but not the way you might think.
All right.
So forget about refinancing or, like, adding another bedroom.
Okay.
What if you could sell your backyard?
Now that's a new one. It sounds wild, right?
Right.
But it's actually something a lot of homeowners are considering, especially with how high interest rates are these days.
Exactly. It's like everyone's got this hidden asset just sitting back there. So our listener today is curious about this company, Yardsworth.
Okay.
They're offering exactly this, turning a chunk of your backyard into, well, a chunk of change.
I see. I see.
I gotta admit, when I first saw this, I was like, is this even legal?
Yeah, that's the first question I had too.
Right.
Turns out it all ties back to this California law, SB9,
Okay.
passed a few years back. Basically made it way easier to split properties. You know,
Interesting.
the idea was to create more housing.
Right.
Right.
Yardsworth is basically working within those rules, so it's all above board.
So not a loophole, but more like they found a clever way to use this new law
Exactly.
to, well, everybody's advantage, it seems like. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
But for our listener who's now probably picturing like mini bulldozers in their petunias,
Wait.
let's break down how this whole thing actually works.
All right. So you've got your house, you've got your yard, and
Mm-hmm.
maybe you've got some plans for that equity that's all tied up in that land. Yardsworth comes in with basically two main options.
Okay, so we got
Yeah,
options.
do you?
Always good. Lay it on me.
Option one, this is like the fast track, right? Yardsworth, they'll actually buy a portion of your backyard outright.
All right.
They handle everything, like
Oh.
the lot split, the paperwork, the whole nine yards.
Okay.
And in one of their examples, a homeowner could end up with like $168,500
Dang.
or more completely tax-free
Nice.
in about like 6 to 9 months.
Wow, that's a pretty quick turnaround for such a significant chunk of change. I mean, you could potentially be wiping out some debt with that or making those home improvements you've been putting off,
Absolutely.
maybe even finally take that dream vacation.
Exactly.
And the best part is you don't have to take on any more debt to do it. That's a pretty sweet deal, especially with interest rates being what they are these days.
It's huge. That's a huge part of the appeal here, right? Because you think about it, instead of going to a bank hat in hand, trying to see if you qualify for a loan with these crazy high rates,
Totally.
you're actually like reducing your reliance on debt entirely.
Yeah, you're not adding to the problem. You're actually like
Exactly.
taking a chunk out of it, potentially.
You got it.
Okay, I'm like kind of sold on option one, but tell me more about option two.
All right, so option two is where it gets really interesting. Okay. So they'll still handle the lot split, but instead of buying the land from you, they help you turn it into like a whole new income property.
What?
Yeah, like a
Why?
duplex, a guest house, you know, something that you can rent out for like some sweet passive income.
Okay, so you're telling me my backyard could essentially be like a money printing machine.
Essentially, yeah.
That's wild. I feel like this is like a whole other side of homeownership that people just don't even think about.
Right. And it's like, you
It's
know,
brilliant.
no more like wishing your commute were shorter because you're suddenly like a landlord in your own backyard, you know?
Exactly. Okay, so that sounds amazing, but I imagine that this option probably takes a little bit longer than option one.
It does. It does. Yeah. It requires a bit more time and upfront investment on your part. Yardsworth estimates it could take about 2 years
Okay.
and potentially upwards of like $500,000 to complete.
Got it.
So you'd really need to be prepared to oversee like the construction process
Sure.
and handle the responsibilities of being a landlord.
Yeah, it's not passive at first, but it could be passive later on. Okay, that makes sense. So it's a trade-off, right? You've got faster cash with the first option versus building that potential income stream with the second.
Right.
But no matter which way you slice it, we're talking about a significant potential increase in your net worth,
Absolutely.
either through that lump sum payment
Yeah.
or this new asset that's generating income.
Yeah.
And again, all without taking on more debt in
Yeah.
this crazy high interest rate environment.
That's the key.
Yeah, it's like finding this like secret financial loophole in your own backyard.
I like how you think.
Well, I mean, I do have one question though. They mentioned something on their website about property value potentially decreasing after the split.
Right.
So that's got to be a factor, right?
It's true. It's true. They estimate about a 5 to 10% decrease, which, you know, makes sense. You are giving up some land,
Sure.
but they're very upfront about it. And they even have like independent appraisals done as part of the process just to make sure everything's transparent.
Okay, so It's like anything else in real estate. It's all about weighing the potential risks and rewards.
Exactly.
But if you're strategic about it, you could still come out ahead.
Absolutely.
I mean, just imagine paying off those high interest credit cards.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe some student loans.
All right.
I mean, that alone could do wonders for your, like, overall financial health.
Absolutely. And you know, you think about it, owning a home is often seen as this path to building wealth.
Right.
Well, this is another avenue to do just that.
Totally.
But instead of waiting for your property value to, you know, slowly appreciate over time.
Right.
You're proactively unlocking that equity now and putting it to work for you today.
It's true. And I feel like this is especially relevant in today's market where so many homeowners are feeling, I don't know, maybe a little stuck.
Yeah.
Like they either feel trapped by their current house.
Right.
Because maybe they refinanced at a really low rate and they don't want to give that up.
Right. Exactly.
Or they're wary of buying a new place with interest rates being what they are.
Right, for sure.
So it's like Yardsworth is kind of offering this third option.
Yeah.
It's like, stay put. You know, maybe you love your house, you love your neighborhood.
Right.
But you still want to be able to unlock that equity that you've built up in your property.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's really like a whole new way to think about home ownership in a lot of ways.
You nailed it. Yeah, it really is.
Okay, so I have to ask, you know, if our listener is hearing this right now and they're thinking, okay, sign me up, where do I start? What are some things that you think they should keep in mind?
That's a great question. I think it's important to remember that every homeowner's situation is going to be unique.
Of course. Of course. What works for one person might not be the best fit for another. Exactly. What works for someone in, like, California might not be the right fit for someone in another state.
Right.
Where regulations could be different, you know?
Totally.
Or maybe, you know, they've got this beautiful garden and they're just not ready to give up part of it.
Right.
Even if it means a hefty chunk of change.
It's all about, you know, finding what aligns with, like, your own personal circumstances, you know, your financial goals.
Right.
And I think, you know, that's why I always encourage homeowners to really think about their long-term vision, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want your life to look like in 5-10 years?
Right.
And how can, like, unlocking this equity help you get there?
Yeah. It's like that age-old question of, like, what would you do if money were no object?
Right.
Well, maybe Yardsworth is a way to kind of at least, like, you know, dip your toe in those waters.
Perhaps. But in all seriousness, I think it's crucial to, you know, carefully consider the implications of either option.
Right? Of course.
Like, does selling a portion of your land actually align with, you know, your future plans?
Yeah.
Or would you rather, you know, take on the role of a landlord and potentially, you know, reap those benefits of rental income down the road?
Right. And this is where, like, a trusted financial advisor could be super helpful. Right?
I think.
Someone to, like, really help you crunch the numbers.
Yeah.
And just figure out, like, which path actually makes the most sense for your unique situation.
100%. They can help you, you know, like, really evaluate your options.
Right.
Assess your risk tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, guide you towards the best possible outcome.
So, listener, if you are intrigued by this idea of, like, literally, you know, unlocking hidden cash in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, who isn't? But, like, what's the first step? Like, what do you do after you're done, you know, running around your backyard with a tape measure?
Right. Well, first things first, you know, reach out to Yardsworth, have a conversation.
Yeah.
They offer, like, free consultations.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, you can get all your questions answered. You can explore if it's actually, like, the right fit for you.
Exactly. And remember, no pressure.
Right.
Like, this is just about gathering information.
Exactly.
And empowering yourself to make the best financial decision for your future.
Precisely. It's your home. It's your equity.
Right.
It's your life. So take control, explore your options, and just see what possibilities await.
I love it. This has been, I don't know, kind of eye-opening, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm suddenly seeing, like, dollar signs, like, sprouting up in, like, backyards everywhere I look.
Who knows? Maybe this is, like, the start of some new era in homeownership.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the great backyard gold rush of the 2020s.
There you go.
All right. Well, listener, we've given you the lay of the land.
We have.
Now it's up to you to decide how you're going to cultivate your own backyard bounty.
Happy digging.
This is The Deep Dive, signing off.